The game of cricket, it can be played by kids in the streets, it can be played at county level and international level too. But did you know there are teams of blind and partially sighted players across the globe? Well, in fact, not just county teams, but there are international championships taking place and indeed the Ashes as well. You can't have cricket without the Ashes, can you? This sparked an idea. Let's have an event in Glasgow. It brought together blind and partially sighted people from RNIB Scotland and Glasgow City Councillors. Here's James Adams from RNIB Scotland to explain more.
Well, today we're in Kelvin Hall in Glasgow, which is one of Glasgow Life's recently refurbished sports venues, and we're planning to have a challenge cricket match between Blind Partially Sighted Connect members and Glasgow City Councillors. The idea developed through conversations we've had with Councillor Saqib Ahmed, who's a big cricket fan and also somebody who's very, very involved in the sort of cricket leagues in Glasgow. He's also been a very great supporter of the RNIB over recent years. And just through having conversations about cricket, we decided it might be a good idea to see if the Blind Partially Sighted community would be interested in having a trial session and see if there's any interest in perhaps developing sort of Blind Partially Sighted cricket over the coming months.
But is cricket a game that James is familiar with?
I have to confess, when I was younger, I used to watch cricket on television because when I was younger, I only had like 3 TV channels. So often it was one of the only things to watch. So I do actually know the rules of cricket. But other than knowing the rules, I have to say I've never actually played before. So whilst it looks very easy on television, I suspect I might get found out today. But yes, I shall be giving it a go.
James Adams from RNIB Scotland there. Now, the event was also supported by Cricket Scotland. Madison Garland is charged with improving diversity and bringing more people into the game.
So my post in Cricket Scotland is to help raise the awareness for disability sport, and we're hoping, like, from the event today that we can help raise that more and really focus on creating more opportunities for those with a visual impairment and those with a disability as well. We'll play in teams of 8. Everyone will get a shot at batting and bowling, so no one will be left behind. And we'll have the RNIB service users playing the councillors today. The councillors will have simulation specs on, so they'll have a visual impairment as well. We're really hoping to raise awareness with the councillors and with Parliament to the limited opportunities that there are for those with a visual impairment, and hope that they can see that and make change to make venues more accessible, to help fund for more sporting opportunities within the community as well. And with it being so successful today, we're hoping to try and set something up within the community on a weekly basis.
Madison Garland there from Cricket Scotland. We'll hear from Madison a little bit later. She'll tell us about how the game is played and some contact details as well if you want to learn more and get involved in the game of cricket. Now, one of the organisers of the event was Glasgow City Councillor Saqib Ahmed. He's very excited about the prospect of the event taking place, and I wanted to know why he decided to go ahead with it.
We wanted to set up this match just to get the feel of what kind of difficulties are faced by visually impaired, and you know, what kind of facilities we need to provide, and if we are designing new buildings or, you know, doing something, we need to consider some sort of consideration for people with visually impaired.
Well, he's very keen to get people playing, but where does his love of the game come from?
I started playing cricket when I was really young in Pakistan, my country of birth. And when we came here in 93, I started playing for Hillhead Cricket Club. And since then, basically, wanted to have this match so everyone can enjoy. So the sport should be for everyone, and play a game which is really for gentlemen. And obviously, nowadays, there are loads of women teams playing as well. So basically, cricket is a very friendly game for everyone should enjoy.
Glasgow City Councillor Saqib Ahmed there. Now, as well as the councillors, there are staff members and service users from RNIB Scotland, all keen to try the batting and try the bowling. And Jamila is definitely one of those.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. I grew up with 3 brothers who played cricket. My husband used to play cricket. So this is really quite interesting for me, and taking part will be even more exciting for me, and I'll have a go at batting and I'll have a go at fielding and just see how it goes, really. I have a bit of fun too. I haven't got the whites, but I am wearing a cricket jumper and it has a cricket theme on it. So yes, I'm looking forward to it.
and she's even got the cricket jumper to go with it as well. Now, Glasgow City Councillor Frank McAveety is the leader of the Labour group. He was very keen to get involved with today's events, but had he played the game of cricket?
I've actually never played a proper game of cricket in my life, and I know there are certain rules for this cricket today, but when Saqib asked me to take part in this, I was delighted to help him. I'll probably be absolutely awful, but I'm willing to give it a go. Well, if in fact I don't even know where the object is coming from, I'll be even worse at it than I can imagine. So I think it's a cracking idea of looking at how, with people with visual impairment who want to participate in sports, how do we make sure that all our activities in Glasgow are accessed by people with disabilities, whatever level. And obviously the demonstration from the organisation today is to show that, you know, cricket can be enjoyed by everybody.
As we heard, the sighted players will be wearing sim specs or simulation glasses. These will give the councillors the chance to see through the eyes of people with different kinds of visual impairment. But how important is that?
Well, I mean, I'm never going to compare my experience to the everyday experience of someone with sight disability, but the truth of the matter is, those of us in decision-making places need to understand it better, and this helps me understand what that's like a bit more. Hopefully that can influence future policies of the council.
Glasgow City Councillor Frank McAveety there. And he was just part of the huge turnout at the Kelvin Hall. Glasgow City Councillor Robert Mooney was also invited along. But why was he keen to get involved, and how did he hear about the event?
I was railroaded into coming by my fellow Glasgow City Councillors, who says to me, well, you're blind, you better come. In my opinion, sport's a massive thing for the whole community, and people with disabilities should be included in that as well. And I would hope that this will give the councillors an idea of what like it is to play a sport with a visual impairment.
So, is Robert a sporty man? Is he ready to don the whites and take part?
I've seen cricket before, but I've never had any inclination to play it, to be honest. I think it's a really boring sport, but I don't know the rules, so that's probably why. If I knew the rules, I might be able to follow it a bit better. I'm a football supporter, I'm sorry to say. I love sport, and I used to do a lot of running. I try to come to the gym every couple of days, so I keep myself reasonably fit, and looking forward to it, yep.
Glasgow City Councillor Robert Mooney there. Earlier, we heard from Madison Garland from Cricket Scotland, and they are determined to promote the diversity of cricket to all sorts of disabled groups, looking to encourage more people to take up the game. But how do you play blind or partially sighted cricket?
So today we're going to play the match as pairs cricket, so it'll be 8-a-side, just to ensure that everyone gets a go at batting and bowling today. We'll be using a bigger ball today, so it's around about a size 3 football. It does have ball bearings in it, you can hear there, just so we can hear the ball coming towards us. We've also got our bails with us today that flash up bright red when they fall off of the stump, so that when we've got a wicket, we definitely know. When we bowl the ball, we bowl it underarm. It'll bounce twice before the batsman. We also shout the words play just before we release the ball, just to alert the batsman that the ball has gone its way down the wicket. It's a standard bat, so we'll be using a standard bat today. It's got a bright grip on the handle, so it's a little bit brighter so that we can see it a little bit better as well. The bats are black also, but they're just regular bats. That's all we need today to play with.
Not everyone will be taking part in the match today, but RNIB Scotland has its supporters in the wings as well. Here's Gozi Joadigwe.
Sport, I think like food and music, they're great levelers in terms of sighted, non-sighted, cutting across different cultural groups. I think you only have to look in the room to see that mix really evident here. There's a real buzz. I've never hit a cricket ball in my life. I probably won't today on account of a slight foot injury. But I'll be cheering on the RNIB team, unless there's any councillors that I need to keep in with, and then I'll be cheering them on when they're at the bat.
RNIB Scotland's Gozi Joadigwe there. Well, if you'd like to learn more about the game of cricket in Scotland and how the organisation Cricket Scotland is looking to promote itself, promote the game to more and more people, here's Madison Garland.
So we're hoping that today has been quite successful in turnout, so we're hoping to take it around the country. So we're hoping to go to the east, to the central belt and up north as well. So if you go to our Cricket Scotland website, enter Cricket Scotland into a Google search, and under the play section on that website, there'll be opportunities to participate. My details are on that page as well, but if you'd like to contact me, it's madisongarland@cricketscotland.com.
Well, there you go. There is no excuse. It was a hugely successful day. So if you're blind or partially sighted and would like to get involved in the game, why not get involved?